Now, I am delighted to be joined on the line by Melanine Kimlehan from Dogs Trust, or Dogs Trust Ireland, I presume is your proper title, Melanine. We are going to chat today about the exceptionally warm weather that we are experiencing at the moment. Now, how long it's going to continue, we don't know, but it should be borne in mind that extreme high temperatures can be very, very distressful for dogs.
That's right, Donnie. Yeah, thanks very much for having me on. I'm issuing advice to the public at the moment about the serious dangers of leaving dogs in cars. So we say never, ever leave your dog alone in a car. Even just a few minutes can be fatal to them. So on a 22 degrees Celsius like day like today, the temperature can rise by 11 degrees in just 10 minutes. So dogs can't cool down the same way as humans, and this heat can quickly become dangerous for them.
The other side of it, I suppose, and we should address this as well, Melanine, is we are all living with the restrictions of COVID-19. Now, I think it's pretty well proven that animals can't get COVID-19. Now, there are, depending who you listen to, they can transfer it, all right, if somebody with the virus touches them and then somebody else touches the dog. Yeah, you can pick it up that way. But just in relation to the COVID-19 restrictions, what extra, and I don't want people to laugh when I use this phrase, but what extra stresses has it put on animals, and I suppose maybe animal owners as well, Melanine?
Yeah, so one of the things, I suppose, is that with people being more restricted to staying at home, they're using walks kind of to break up their routine. So we are a little bit worried about the dogs, that they may be getting overwalked at the moment. So we would be encouraging people to try and walk their dogs in the cooler times of the day, so early in the morning or later in the evening, and make sure then that you always bring fresh water with you so you can stop for little water breaks on the way and just don't overdo it.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, actually, because a lot of people, and I mean, we discussed this earlier, months ago when this thing started first, that people were actually getting dogs just to use it as an excuse to get out and about, because walking an animal is one of the, I suppose, how would I put it, one of the exemptions where you can go out because you have to exercise the dog. So a lot of people were getting dogs that maybe shouldn't have been getting them as well at the time.
Yeah, that's right. We have heard of a lot of people going out and kind of getting dogs on a whim, and we are definitely worried about that. But we do have lots of advice on our website for anyone that has already gone out and gotten a dog or a puppy, so they can make sure they're getting properly socialised and that they will be a responsible dog owner.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point you made earlier, Melanie, about walking dogs at particular hours of the day. There is now, I don't know whether this is an urban myth or not, but you being the expert, you will tell me this, that we will say, for argument's sake, that if you were to take a dog out for a walk at 2 or 3 o'clock today, when we think it'll be probably at its hottest, that outside of the heat impacting on them, but that they can burn their pads on footpaths and hot surfaces, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. The tarmac can get really, really hot, and they are putting their paws directly on it. So we would encourage people to do the 7-second test before they go out for any walk. So that's, you just press your hand down onto the tarmac, and if you can't keep it there for 7 seconds, then it's too hot for your dog's paws.
And what are the, we'll say for argument's sake that somebody doesn't do what they should do, what are the possible effects on a dog walking on a surface like that that's too hot continuously? Because, I mean, anybody going out for a walk would probably be doing it for anything up between maybe an hour or a half an hour and an hour and a half. So, I mean, what would the effects on a dog be?
Yeah, so they could, as you said, burn their paws. So it could damage the bottom, the pads of their paws. So if that does happen, you know, their paws will be very sore and it'll be difficult for them to walk. So the best thing to do is just contact your vet immediately and they'll be able to give you the best advice.
And has there been increased demand on your services since the restrictions and since the COVID-19 pandemic hit?
Yeah, we've been absolutely inundated with people looking to adopt and foster dogs, which is, it's great. But we have had a lot of requests, so it's taken our staff a long time to get through them, unfortunately. But no, we're delighted to see that people are going the responsible route and looking to adopt rather than shop.
Another thing, I suppose, Melanie, that I should ask you, because I have asked people from every organisation that I've spoken to over the last couple of months, how have you had to change and adapt your way of working to cope with the restrictions?
Yeah, so just like everyone else, we're working from home where possible, but obviously, you know, we've so many dogs in our care that we do on site at all times. So they're following all the government guidelines and, you know, adhering to social distancing, wearing their PPE gear and just sanitizing everything.
And I presume that, what way are you dealing with the public? Are you close to the public or can the public come in?
We are currently closed to the public, but we're still adopting dogs, so people can email our rehoming team via reception@dogstrust.ie if they're interested in adopting a dog. But yeah, at the moment we're completely closed to reopen soon.
And coming back to the point at issue and the reason we're talking today, Melanie, I mean, the advice to people with the temperatures as they are now, okay, they're going to dip, or we're told that they're going to dip over the next couple of days. Yes. But I would think, looking at the forecast, that they're to come back up again at the weekend. So just go through, you know, what people should do. Now, we know about not leaving them in the car, but also yes. I would think that maybe people should have a look at their gardens with a view to, I mean, there's obviously parts of the garden where the sun doesn't hit because it moves around.
Exactly. Yeah, we'd always encourage people to make sure their dog has somewhere cool and shaded to lie down, both outside and inside, so they can escape the heat of the sun. And then also make sure they have plenty of fresh water at all times. You can ice cube the water, so that'll keep it cooler for longer. You can even lay out a wet towel on the ground for them to lie on, but just make sure to constantly re-wet it as it dries out really quickly. You can freeze some of their treats and make a little ice lick for them, so that'll keep them hydrated. There's loads of little things you can do just to make sure they stay cool. We have the tips as well on our website, so that's www.dogstrust.ie/cool-to-be-kind.
Yeah, I just see the bit here about putting a damp towel or a damp cloth in the shaded spot.
Yeah, so they can lie down, it's nice and cool for them then on that.
Melanie, before I let you go, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today, anything else that you would like to put out there for dog owners during, I suppose, number one, during the COVID restrictions, which in one form or another are probably going to be with us for a while, and then number two, bearing in mind that it is only the 2nd of June, and hopefully we will get a lot more good weather during the summer, taking those two things into account, some useful tips for dog owners, Melanie, please.
If you're ever worried about your dog in the hot weather, just pop onto our website. As I said, we've loads of tips on there. And then it's just really, really important to watch out for the signs of heat stroke in your dog. So the first thing that you'd notice would be excessive and rapid panting. They may also suffer from loss of consciousness or vision. There could be vomiting or diarrhea. So if you notice any of those signs in your dog, ring your vet straight away and they'll give you the best advice.
And Melanie, just before I let you go, just listening to you there now, and it might sound an awfully stupid question, but I'll ask it, and I'm asking it out of lack of knowledge and ignorance on the topic. How soon would sunstroke affect the dog? You know, with ourselves, like, it could be number of hours after being exposed to the sun that you start feeling unwell and get those, you know, getting sick, etc. But how fast does it hit a dog?
To be honest, that wouldn't be something I'd be sure of myself, but I will look into it. But it's just really important to watch. And as soon as you notice any of them, contact your vet straight away. The sooner you do that, the better chance your dog has of surviving.
Melanie, one other thing. I know I keep adding on to the end of our chat. People who want to donate, I mean, Dogs Trust are always looking for subscriptions, etc. If anybody wanted to donate to the charity, how would they do it?
So you can just go onto our website, www.dogstrust.ie, and there's a donation form right there on the homepage, and we'd be delighted with anything people can give us at the moment.
And Melanie Kevlin from the Dogs Trust Ireland, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And Dogs Trust are located on the Old North Road out of Finglas. If you just That's when you it. When you come off the new into If you wanted to go to Kilshane, they're straight there, right in front of you. But as Melanie said, closed to the public at the moment due to the COVID-19 restrictions. Melanie Kevlin, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me on.